Like I mentioned last Sunday, I was back home in Canada, visiting some of my family and friends. And one of the places I stopped in was my Uncle Jerry and Aunt Angeline's place. My Aunt Angeline passed away this January, very suddenly. And it was a great loss for our family. She was a real beautiful soul and very devout and very generous. Whenever you went over to Angeline's, my Aunt Angeline's, you always knew you were going to eat something. You know, there was always food, plenty of food. In fact, I think the last time we had dinner together was last Canadian Thanksgiving, last October. And there was maybe 10 of us at the table, and I think there was a dessert for every person. She had made like 10 pies or something like this, and all kinds of other stuff. And we just kind of look at each other whenever we go over to my Aunt Angeline's, and we just kind of roll our eyes. We knew we were going to just kind of be stuffed to the gills at her place. So you always knew, and this was true for all my aunts and my mother when she was alive as well, they were all tremendous cooks, and you always never went hungry when you went to their homes. And that is one of the themes of the readings today in the scriptures. It's all kinds of themes that come to us. This is a powerful passage from the sixth chapter of St. John, where St. John begins to talk about the Eucharist. And I want to focus in on this idea of abundance. Abundance. So, for example, in the gospel today, it mentions 5,000 men. You know, this is probably, in most cases, an estimate. They probably didn't go 1, 2, 3, 4. They probably didn't do that. In fact, what's interesting in Semitic cultures, and certainly as well in African cultures as well, that part of the world, the ancient part of the world, counting people, taking a census, is actually a big no-no. You don't do that. It's taboo. You know, it's sort of like trying to take the place of God. And probably, again, as I say, nobody was around there going, 1, 2, 3, 4, take this down, 5,000 men, who knows how many women or children or whatever. The point is, there was a large crowd there, and it was an abundant crowd. Thousands of people, who knows really how many. And again, what we're meant to see in the gospel today is the abundance, and then contrasted with the people, the abundance and generosity of God. Okay? And it says in the gospel today, they had eaten enough. Right? They were full, they were stuffed. They had more than they could eat, the gospel says. You know, that's again, this idea that God is trying to speak to us today through his words. We heard that in the first reading with the prophet Elisha, right? He commands his servant to give this large crowd of people from this little bit of sustenance, just like the gospel, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And God miraculously provides for the people there. Okay? I have a good friend of mine, a priest from Africa, and he's kind of from the southern area of Africa, and one of the languages they speak in his area is called Swahili. And I remember one day we were talking about things in Africa. I was asking him questions, and he shared with me, I remember this, a word they have in Swahili, and it's called, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but it's Welishiba, and it means we are full up. We are full up. You know, one of the things I noticed in talking to my friend, Father Peter from Africa, is that like the Middle East, African people have this biblical understanding. And why is that so? It's because in many ways their culture is still a biblical culture in this sense. You know, we don't think about this because we're very rich and we have lots. You know, when we're hungry, we go to the store and we buy something. You know, in Africa, in many parts of Africa, you lose the crop and you're in big trouble. You're in big trouble. They know what it means to have famine. They know what it means to have abundance. You know, they know what diseases, they know what locusts are. All these biblical stories that we hear, that's still very much a reality in their lives and in their culture. And so they have these words, like my friend Father Peter, this word in Swahili, Welishiba, we are full up. They know what it means when God blesses them with abundance, eh? And I want to ask us that question. Do we know that God has blessed us with abundance? I talked about that a little bit last Sunday. Eh? Do we really know that we are blessed? how many blessings that God has given to us. You know, and then over and over again in the Gospels, particularly in St. John's Gospel, he makes this point, for example, in the wedding feast of Cana. You know, in all the details, I've said this many times before, every detail in the Gospels is important. There's no such thing as an insignificant detail. And you know, at the wedding feast of Cana, when they ran out of wine, that's a big shock, that's a big scandal in a Middle Eastern culture. And so what does Jesus say? Fill them up. He commands them to fill the big jars, the stone jars of water. He says, fill them to the brim. See, that's theme of abundance. More than enough, eh? And Jesus is our abundance. It's more than just having enough to eat or having enough money or providing for the future. We're getting off track when we start thinking in those terms. But it's rather Jesus is our abundance, eh? And yet, again, notice that the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, every single one of them has this story in it. There's something very important. And again, notice in the account, Jesus has the disciples distribute the food, the abundance. And that's a reminder to us. God's grace, his power, is exercised primarily within the community, right? It's not just one person, but it's all of us working together. And so many times, again, you see in the Gospels where Jesus says to the disciples, you figure it out. You do something for these people, right? Now, he provides the abundance, but they're part of that story. They're part of that work, that miraculous work, that abundance of the Lord. And that's a sign to us. God doesn't just sprinkle magic powder around. That's not the way he works. He works through his people. And his grace is expressed in an incarnational way, in flesh and blood. And this flesh and blood is you and I. You and I. And we have to cooperate with his grace. That's part of what the point is. We again, it's not God sprinkling his magic powder around. I want this, and God, you better give it to me. That's not the way God works. We're missing the point. God is saying, I have blessed you, and I have given you in abundance. Now use it. Use it for the kingdom. Use it to help your brothers and sisters. That's the way God works. Right? We have to cooperate with his grace, eh? Because he never interrupts our free will, eh? That we have to freely choose and use our gifts freely to build the kingdom. That's the way he's chosen to do it. And you know, in many ways, I think this is not a coincidence, just like our parish festival this weekend, right? It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. There's a lot of work that goes into putting on a parish festival and a lot of people working together. And that's part of God's grace. You know, I've been talking about this last couple Sundays, that, you know, we just don't want people to come here this weekend at our festival and have fun. Now, we want them to have fun. We want them to have a good time. We want them to enjoy their time with us. But we want more than that. We want them to experience God's love, right? And that comes when you and I work together to build the kingdom. And that's what we're doing this weekend in our parish festival, working together to build the kingdom. That's the question I want to ask us all today. Are you working to build God's kingdom? Are you doing your part? Are you using the graces and the blessings that God has given to you to share with your brothers and sisters, to share with this parish, to share and build up his kingdom? As we are reminded again by St. John in the Gospel, I've come, Jesus says, so that they may have life and have it to the full in abundance. God bless you all.